It's Wednesday night and time for the Shadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
We had a blitz called on that same one. So right as that quarterback was throwing, he was getting hit and it kind of threw up a wobbly ball that kind of just landed right in my hands. And then I just kind of took off after that and tried not to look back too much.
Big thing for me is I pitch with emotion. I need to be very focused and almost angry in a way in order for me to pitch well. I mean, a lot of my teammates are like, oh, hey, you need to smile. But I'm like, hey, you know what? I need to be focused and I need to be here in the moment and I need to be, you know, a little angry.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
There's just a few weeks of the spring semester remaining at Shadron State, which means we're getting close to the postseason in several Eagle sports. Before we get into that, we've got to put a bow on spring football, which wrapped up with the annual spring game last Friday night at Don Beebe Stadium. The Cardinal side defeated Team Ice in the white jerseys 21-20, and there were some intriguing fireworks early on. Heath B. Miller found newcomer Brody Roden for a 52-yard touchdown strike for a 7-0 lead. Then 26 seconds later, Preston Pearson hit Tommy Thomas on a 75-yard TD pass to tie the game at 7. B. Miller and Pearson are two of the three quarterbacks competing to open the fall season as the starter. B. Miller and Roden also hooked up for a 48-yard score and a 70-yard score, but that one was called back by a penalty. It was exciting to see the new combo in action and one that could give our MAC secondaries a whole lot of trouble with Roden's blazing speed from his stellar CSC track days. The fall football season begins on the road for the Eagles at Quincy University in Illinois on a Thursday night, August 31st. Eagle softball handled Black Hills State in three of the four games in Spearfish last weekend, putting more pressure on Fort Lewis in the final playoff spot. The Eagles and Skyhawks each have 18 conference wins, but FLC has two fewer losses in the league, so they get the nod for now. Should that playoff seed come down to a tiebreaker, the Eagles have the advantage, having won the season series 3-1. This weekend is another great opportunity to finally leap into the postseason bracket with a four-game series at UCCS in Colorado Springs. The Mountain Lions are just 10-24 in the RMAC. Shadron State needs to take three or all four, with Fort Lewis set to face Adams State, whom the Eagles already swept and have just six RMAC wins. The playoffs could come down to the final series in the last week of April when CSU Pueblo comes to Shadron. CSC Cowboys and Cowgirls will be in Laramie at the University of Wyoming Rodeo this weekend. Sierra Lee was runner-up in barrel racing, and Riley Neprestic took fourth in breakaway roping. They led CSC in last week's Casper College Rodeo. The RMAC Outdoor Track and Field Championships are scheduled for right here in Shadron next week, April 28th through the 30th. It'll be the first time CSC's virtually brand new outdoor facility has hosted such a big event. The Eagles are traveling to Rapid City for a final tune-up meet at South Dakota Mines on Friday. That is this week's CSC Sports Journal. Tune in next week as we bring you In Focus inside the teams throughout the spring semester with notes and much more. I'm Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
Exciting things have happened at Nebraska Bank with new colors, new logos, and enhanced technology. But there is one thing that you can bet that has not changed. The same personalized customer service and friendly faces you have come to know over the years. With 9 locations over the state of Nebraska and 4 of them in Alliance, Shadron, Hemingford, and Bridgeport, Nebraska Bank has made banking easier than ever just for you. Other banks have branches. Nebraska Bank has roots. Stop into one of their Panhandle locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Shadron State student athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online. Line.